Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now is the great Hall of Fame wide receiver, three-time Super Bowl champion, all of that, the playmaker, number 88, the great Michael Irvin. And he's brought to you by Air Italy, round-trip flights from JFK to Milan. And here he is. He's all pumped up. The Cowboys are in the playoffs. He's ready to roll. He'll be down on the sideline with, you know, with Jason Garrett and Jerry and everybody. Hi, Mike. How are you?
You're right over there.
They got in, man. You can say what you will. They got in. It's four teams playing this weekend, and the Cowboys are one of them, and that's a good thing. I am pumped about that.
You should be.
Did you like? Because I tell you, just as a fan, as somebody that's just watching football week 17, I like the fact that Dak kept playing. Why not? It was entertaining. But did you like the fact that Dak Prescott ended up playing the entire game on Sunday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And especially, it's easy to say I like it now because he made it through without getting hurt.
Sure.
But I said that in the pregame show. I didn't mind. There are two things I was very skeptical of that I didn't want to happen. And honestly, with the Cowboys, you know, anytime the pressure is let off that team, then they don't perform well. So, you know, they just don't perform well. And that's what happened in the Indy game. They didn't perform well. So, you know, you go back a couple years ago when they went to the playoffs and they lost that game to Philly. Dak played one series, and then they let Tony Romo come in, and he took them down the field on the series. Then they pulled back everybody, and, of course, soon after that, they lost in the playoffs. You got to keep the pressure on that team. Sitting down Ezekiel Elliott was the right move, but absolutely, playing Dak, getting that passing game going, having him hook up with the tight end, getting the confidence of that tight end, Jarwin going, and then having Dak win that game the way he won that game with his arms, with his arm instead of his legs and instead of Ezekiel Elliott running the ball, that's confidence that they needed going into the playoffs. That's confidence that Dak needed going into the playoffs.
All right, they got a tough matchup, though. I mean, look, the Seahawks are not going to be an easy team to deal with on Saturday. What's your overall feeling on the game Saturday night?
Well, you're right. And what makes him so tough to deal with, Joe, is Russell Wilson. He's incredible. And, you know, he keeps plays alive. You know, the Cowboys are very good when that quarterback is sitting there, when he's Drew Brees or somebody like that that they can get to and they know where his spot is. But if he's moving around like Andrew Luck does, if he's moving around like Russell Wilson does, especially Russell Wilson, then that brings about problems because they got to stay attached on the back end. So I am worried about that. But I believe that, you know, the Seahawks are a different team away from Seattle, and Dallas had a chance beating them in Seattle. They'll have a good chance at beating them here in Dallas.
Michael, let me get to what I think right now, not in New York, but nationally, is the number one NFL story, and that's this circus in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin, Antonio Brown, and Ben Roethlisberger, who always, and this is what ticks me off, and I'm not saying Antonio Brown didn't do anything wrong, Big Ben gets blamed for nothing. This guy routinely goes on the radio every week in Pittsburgh and blames everybody but himself, routinely. So I can maybe understand why Antonio Brown gets a little ticked off at him, but what's your take on everything that happened last week and even today with Tomlin admitting he was the one who said, you're not playing Sunday?
Well, I understand Coach Tomlin is trying to have some control of that team and sit down Antonio Brown for missing practice. As you can't miss practice. But I do believe, guys, I believe – this thing goes back to the handling of the Le'Veon Bell situation. And Tony, everybody, now, once you break this we're a family thing, then you venture into something new. And Antonio Brown is sitting there saying, well, wait a minute. You didn't take care of a guy that was here that we thought we needed. And he sees the writing on the wall. He sees, okay, here comes Juju Smith-Schuster. He's coming up. Big Ben's on radio saying I should have thrown all four balls to him, all of that stuff. It's a total breakdown that's going on over there. A total breakdown. And it all started, I believe, with breaking it down from we're a family, we're looking after each other, we're taking care of each other, to now every man is for himself. And that's when Antonio Brown is basically screaming, hey, you're showing me every man's for himself, so I got to be for myself. I don't approve of it because I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say, well, I've never walked out of practice. I've never missed a game for that. But I certainly did lead practice one day. We were throwing the ball. Come to think about it. This is when I recruited Deion Sanders to get him over here to Dallas, right? Mm-hmm. We get him over, and even to get him over, we had to say, well, let him play some wide receiver. And
right,
I said, yeah,
right.
I'll be happy with that. But this Deion was over here, and I think this was maybe a couple months into it now. We're practicing. We went out to practice, dudes. Guys, we went out to practice. We threw Deion the first 10 passes in practice. Oh, my God. I mean, every pass was going to Deion. So, you know, I ran one route. The next route we ran, they threw it to Deion. I just kept on walking and went right to the locker room. They said, where you going, Michael? Where you going? I went in the locker room, started taking off my cleats and everything. And coach came in and said, what's going on? I said, Coach, listen, man. Y'all know we're not going to do that in the game. I mean, I don't mind us throwing a couple passes to Deion, but we're not going to throw him 12 straight passes in a game. I said, call me when we're really putting in the game plan. Call me when we put in the game plan. The game plan is you're going to throw me this ball. I know you're going to do it.
Just
call me when the game plan comes in. They said, come on, man, come back out to practice. Stop playing. We're just working on some things, you know. So I went back out to practice. And of course, we went on. We won the game. As a matter of fact, we won that Super Bowl. But A.B., is fighting for his ground here. And honestly, what he's doing is following what he just watched Ben Roethlisberger do. Ben Roethlisberger fought for his ground and got his coach up out of there. That's why Todd Haley was gone. It's a complete breakdown on what's going on over there. And it does. I think it starts at the top. And I'm not talking about Mike Tomlin. I'm talking about with the Rooneys and how they handled the Le'Veon Bell situation. If you're going to handle your superstar like that, then don't start acting funny when your superstar now start acting funny. That's just the way it is.
Well, they should get rid of Tomlin so that the Jets can hire him. You know, I mean, seriously, they should dump Tomlin. And as much as I want Mike McCarthy, he should be the coach now, I would say, you know what? I'll take Tomlin if the Steelers fired.
Joe. People are around talking about, man, well, this is on Tomlin. Get rid of Tomlin. Are you crazy?
No, that's why I'm agreeing with that, right? I think he's one of the best coaches in football.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the people. Me and you, we're not crazy. We know what
I am
about.
A Jet fan. I'm crazy.
But
you know?
They crazy. They crazy if they're talking about getting rid of Tomlin. No, I want to reset this team. I'm not getting rid of Tomlin. That's the last thing I would do.
And I doubt they're going to get rid of Antonio Brown simply because of the math on the whole thing. If they trade the guy, it's almost the same cap hit as if they keep the guy. But if for some reason they say, you know what, we can't have this guy on the team, we got to get rid of him, I look at it very simplistically. He's a great talent. He's a Hall of Famer. Like, that guy is put together.
No, Michael
a
Irvin.
Hall of Fame. I never said he's Michael
Irvin.
No, I'm
Irvin. Just saying. I'm just throwing it in.
He's got less rings than Michael Irvin.
Well, I mean,
that's for
damn
sure.
But he was a bad boy, man.
No, he's great. No, there's no doubt.
I'd want him. Am I wrong to think that, to look past this? Because it really looks like he quit on the team. You know, Mike Tomlin was asked, did he quit on the team? And his answer was, you call it whatever you want, which is basically, I think, him saying, yeah, damn right he quit on the team. Should you?
Not showing up to practice and not showing up to, especially if you had a Saturday walkthrough, things like that you don't come to, and you know, and then showing up expecting to play in the game, you know, that's far out. I've never heard of that. I've never heard of it. I've just simply never heard of anybody doing that, you know, and I don't know what term you put on it or what we call it or anything like that. And it's so hard to say a guy that I'm sure is your hardest worker. He's their hardest worker, you know, period. Bar none, anybody in that locker room will tell you that he's their hardest worker. Absolutely quit on a team that, you know, it's a hard draw to make it from that to get to that. Oh, this guy quit, but he's putting in more work than anybody else. It's just, you know, managing those those attitudes nowadays are so vile and so important, and it's because of what you just said, Evan. Because look at the cap hit. Because these numbers are what they are now, and the guaranteed money is what it is, you have to be partners with these players. You can't just be a boss over these players anymore because you can't get rid of them so easily like you used to. And that's very, very vital.
Now, we're talking to the great Michael Irvin, the great playmaker. Beside the Cowboy game, which is the most intriguing playoff game to you this weekend?
Well, all of them are intriguing. I truly believe that. Now,
I
tell you what I'm thinking about is I just can't understand, I'm real anxious to see how this thing plays out. This Chargers Ravens game, because they just played each other
a couple weeks ago
and on Thursday night, and I was at that game when they played each other on Thursday night. I was there. I saw that. I saw the domination.
Yep.
I mean, it was pure domination.
Probably cost the Chargers the division championship, too, the number one overall seed. It probably did.
Right, And ain't no problem about it, buddy.
Right.
There's no problem about
it.
It did. It cost them that bye week, the number one overall seed right now. They could have been dancing in heaven, just chilling and watching this week. But it was total domination. And then this is what blows my mind. Then I come back a couple weeks later, and I'm watching Baker Mayfield go up and down the field. Like, wait, Phillip Rivers couldn't do it. Baker Mayfield is doing it. And Baker Mayfield could have had a chance at winning that football game, but the defense rose up and got that interception on that fourth down. So now I can't wait to see the second time around. The second time around for the Chargers and the Ravens right there, even though it's in Baltimore. I can't wait to see it because I got to think that the Chargers have seen something that they can say, okay, we need to attack this defense this way. When we watch our game and we watch what Mayfield did, we got to find a way to attack that defense. I'm looking forward to seeing that game.
Is there any, because three of the four games this weekend are rematches from the regular season. One of them is a third matchup, the Indianapolis-Houston Texan game. They've already faced twice, obviously. They're in the same division. Is there any benefit to that? Because you're saying, hey, maybe the Chargers learned something from that game a few weeks ago against the Ravens. How do you look at rematch playoff games like we have this weekend?
And I always say, now, the thing is, and the good thing, that third matchup, it's a good thing that neither team, I thought that between Indy and Tennessee, Indy and Tennessee, neither one of those teams, Indy and Texas, neither one of those teams have won all two games, so it'll be the third matchup. Each team won the game at the other's field, and each team won by 3 points. Isn't that incredible?
That is wild.
That's crazy. Each team won on the other team's home field, and they each won by 3 points. There is no closer matchup this weekend than that Indy-Texas game. I don't care what you're saying. There is no closer matchup this weekend than that Indy Texans game, and what's going to be interesting is and I was studying it yesterday to see how Houston handles the blitz this time. I mean, Houston has some very simple blitz that they didn't pick up. That they got a chance to get to Deshaun Watson. They sacked him 12 times in the two games. I mean, Deshaun Watson, he has to pick these blitzes up. And I don't know if he's not seeing them or if he's seeing them and saying, okay, I'm going to wait till the guy get by me and then try to use my legs to buy time and make big plays. But they got to spot up. They got to do something about that blitz package.
Talking to the great Michael Irvin. So about 3 weeks ago, we had a discussion, and I said, Michael, Nick Foles, watch. Nick Foles is going to run the table, and they're going to make the playoffs. And then what's the discussion with Carson Wentz? Well, you know what? It happened. So where are the – and I'm telling you right now, the Eagles to me are very dangerous going into this playoff. I know they're going to be on the road. What's your thoughts on where the Eagles are right now?
Yeah, I think so too. And I say the same thing when I'm looking at this now. And it just, you know, what it shows people though. That as much as we like to think about this game being a physical game, physicality is important, but as important is the mentality. And what Nick Foles has given the whole bunch of Eagles, all the whole team, is an excuse to say, oh, now we're playing. Now Foles' magic is back. Not to mention, okay, you had Nick Foles the first two games. You still didn't look great. You went 1-1 with him then. Now this year, it wasn't a Super Bowl hangover. We were just waiting on Nick Foles, you know. So it's almost as if they're hanging all of this around the neck of Carson Wentz, which I find to be totally crazy. Totally crazy. Carson Wentz is not the reason that you guys were going to miss the playoffs. You're the reason you were going to miss the playoffs. You had the Super Bowl hangover. You didn't match the intensity of these other teams. And now that Nick Foles has given you an opportunity, you can shake that monster and shake that, you can shake that gorilla by saying, oh, now we're ready. You know, and listen, Nick gets him in the playoffs. I think this is going to be a tough game, his toughest game, because I don't they haven't faced the defense Chicago Bears. But, man, Joe, if he gets past the Chicago Bears, they got a chance again. You know, they got a chance again to get back to a Super Bowl if he gets past these Chicago Bears. Any other team, they got a chance at beating. Even the Dallas Cowboys. It's hard to beat a team three times in a season.
Yep.
So yeah, this is a scary thing. And if they get past Chicago, that door is open. And then what do? You're not going to get rid of young Wentz and keep Nick Foles. You make this year, this time, if he does it again, you use him as the commodity and trade him.
If he does it again,
he's
a god in Philadelphia. Just, what are you kidding me?
Especially the way this
season
is gone.
They'll be delirious there.
Yeah,
I know. But then he'll be a god right after the Super Bowl. But 4 weeks into next year, it'll be over.
I understand.
It'll be over.
No, two titles.
Fall off Cinderella again, and it'll be over.
By the way, if they beat the Bears and then they go, because then they'd have to go to New Orleans to play the Saints, and they won that game after the way the Saints destroyed them during the regular season.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to live in that world.
Oh, my God.
I don't want that
world. They can beat the Saints now. They can beat the Saints. The Saints one-dimensional. You know, you got one guy worry about upfield, and that's Mike Thomas. Even in New Orleans.
They run the ball, though, Mike, and they got a good defense. They do have a good defense.
Hey, you too. They are not beating the Bears.
No,
don't be breaking down Saints, Eagles.
He's talking about the Saints in general now. They're one-dimensional, the Saints? What?
Yeah, I mean, when I say one-dimensional, I mean they got one real threat up the field. And so now
– Kamara's not a threat up the field. I mean, he can go deep on a pass play, right?
Who, Alvin Kamara?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is. He is. But Alvin Kamara, they're not going to line him up out wide all the time.
Right.
I can give some help to Michael Thomas. I can pressure Michael Thomas, and then I got everything in front of me. That means because their danger after that comes from, even Ben Watson starting to play a little bit. The danger from that comes from everybody in the backfield. So everybody's in front of me. Michael Thomas is my only dangerous threat. And my quarterback is not going to be moving around too much, so I can get to him. That's why I say you can go into New Orleans. It's going to be difficult, though, now your offense has to play New Orleans defense, and you ain't going to be able – you won't be able to hear a thought leave your head.
It's a tough place to play.
No, look,
they haven't lost in the playoffs in the Peyton Breeze era. It's a tough, tough place
Very
to play.
Tough.
It's a tough place to play.
Who would you give, and I'm looking for a certain answer, who would you give in the NFC the best shot of going down there and beating that same
you know,
team?
You know where he's going to say.
Because I have an answer. No, he's going to say Dallas?
Yeah, I think so.
Nah, you know the right answer. The right answer is Chicago, and you know it.
Mike, can I say something, Mike?
Let me take on the Chicago.
But he's got big money on the Bears who get to the Super Bowl.
Big money, Mike. Let's go. Let's go, Bears,
36-1, Mike. 36-1.
Now, if you're going to put some money on, I understand. But you can't let that taint your thoughts on
things. Oh, it's tainted. I'm not going to lie to you.
You can't start all of a sudden now trying to get everybody to make you feel good about the money you put down. I ask you questions like that. You can't.
I admit, got big money on the Bears right now.
Hey, why do we do that? Why? Okay, once you've done it, Now I just need to get some affirmation and confirmation. That's a good deal I just did right there. You know, so you go by and tell everybody about it, man.
You know what it is, Mike? It's actually, it's not one of those desperate, oh my God, they better win. I didn't bet a lot of money. What I did is I used them as a lottery ticket. I did this bet in August.
Yeah.
So I got crazy good odds on 36 to 1.
Mike, come on.
So it's not me losing a great amount of money. It's the idea that I could cash in basically a lottery ticket would be great. It'd be a great feeling.
Yeah, and, I'm telling you right now, in this NFC, I believe any one of these teams can make it to the Super Bowl. Now, I'm serious about that.
In the AFC, you're saying?
No, NFC,
right? You said the NFC?
Yeah.
In the NFC.
Really? Okay.
In the NFC, I'm saying.
Okay.
I believe because of how the teams are constructed and because of who has home field advantage. Now, for me, I don't want Dallas to have to go and see the Rams. That is Dallas or Kryptonite.
Right.
Because they just have too many ways to get deep on Dallas. That's when I talk about New Orleans kind of have, you know, one dimensional. They have the one guy that I worry about beating you deep. If too many people in Dallas's offense is not where it is right now, so if you go up 14-0 or something like that, then Dallas is in a bind. So, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want them to see the Rams. I would love for Chicago to go take care of the Rams, maybe. You know, go take care of the Rams or something like that, and Dallas has to go to Chicago or something like that, anything like that. But outside of that, I see anybody else being able to win in the NFC and possibly go into New Orleans, including Chicago, to beat New Orleans and get in the Super Bowl.
We had more time.
I got to ask you, though, real quick, and it's going to be a quick answer.
Yeah.
Will my football team blow it and pick the wrong guy to be the head coach, as they usually do? Yes or no, Michael Irvin? Quick answer. That's all I want to know. Yes or
hey,
no?
Hey, come on, man. I can't answer. I don't even know that. Hey, are the candidates great that you see out here right now?
Mike McCarthy is.
I think so, too. And if I'm the Jets, enough playing around.
Amen.
I'm putting a big deal on the table and get me one of these names, guys. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's it.
They'll blow it, Mike. Don't worry.
Mike, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Mike, all the love, Mike. Good luck to the Cowboys on
Saturday.
Guys,
happy New Year, everybody.
Same to you, bro.
The great Michael Irvin.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.